This week we've been talking about waiting and how God gives you a strong patience. I encourage you to share this with other people and invite them in to receive God's word daily. And James concludes this week in chapter 5, verse 12 by saying, "Let your yes be yes and your no be no." One other piece of important advice during a time of waiting is do not waver. Do not waver. Keep your word. Be reliable. Have your character. Be dependable. As people look to you and in the relationships with you, let your yes be yes and your no be no. And what is the temptation of wavering? Well, sometimes it boils down to insecurity or impatience or selfishness. You know, we might say we're going to do something, but then we don't feel like it, and then feelings take over, and so we're going with our feelings instead of keeping our word, and we think, well, I want what's best for me, so I'm not going to serve anymore. No, let your yes be yes and your no be no at all times, but especially during times of waiting when you're tempted to waver. So God is there in the time of waiting. He's going to help you. He's going to not only provide for you, but do a deep work within you. And waiting is part of our preparation to finally meet Jesus. And that's when our waiting ends and our desires are satisfied. And we look forward to that day. Right now, earth cannot meet our deepest needs, but we look forward to Jesus who can. But in the meantime, we walk by faith, we wait well, we trust Him, and there's a strong patience that stands out in an impatient, please me now world. So trust God, let the Holy Spirit take over in your times of waiting, and provide for you the patience that you need.